Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey y'all, I'm Moni and you're mixing with Moni, okay? Welcome to my weekly mixer where I take your favorite Bravo shows, TV news, and hot topics, mix it with my opinions and some of my friends' opinions, a little shade, and sometimes a cocktail or two. I'm bringing in my POC perspective to shows we all love. Let's mix it up.
Hello, 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 all you beautiful and wonderful mixologists out there. It is your girl, Moni, and you are mixing with Moni, okay? I am here with not one, not two, but three, the other co-hosts of my show officially at this point, Kendrick Tucker from Reality Comics 2. I'm just so happy to have him back here. And he's also just, when you have to talk about certain things, there's just certain people you know that you can rely on. And for all the shows that we're talking about, it's definitely Kendrick. So welcome back, Kendrick.
Oh, hello. Why, thank you for having me. You know that, listen, I'm obsessed with Atlanta this season. I have thoughts on Beverly Hills, New Jersey, got my last damn nerves, so I'm ready to talk about it.
Andy's too.
Right. Andy was me every week watching.
That man was over, y'all. He was like, shut up. It reminds me when I used to like work first graders in the kindergarten. Like, stop talking.
That is the most accurate comparison I've heard, because it was literally like dealing with children.
That's what he does when Ben is on a play date with too many kids. Right. And he had a headache. Stop it.
He got an excuse now. He's like, look, I got to take care of Lucy. You take him to the park. You take him to their play date. We going to be okay.
Like, I didn't know if I was talking to Ben or grown women.
Right. He was over the shit. Okay.
He was so over it. And it was crazy because it was Teresa and Margaret, which it's like crazy. Like, whoa. I mean, yeah, the exhaustion is real. They hate each other and they're never going to not. So it just feels like.
Right.
And this is why I call myself a tree handshaker, not a tree hugger. Because right. In last episode with Taria, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm all in. I understand Teresa. Mm-hmm. This episode, it was a little trickier because Louis was doing the right thing because he knows how to play the game. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's very conny to me, like con artisty. Yeah, but Teresa is just like all emotion 100% of the time.
Oh, 100%.
Doesn't know when to park it, like ever. So she was like all emotion. And I actually was just more focused on Jen this episode, this third part. I was deeply into her story. Like, I really understood her in a lot of ways. And I just didn't like the couch on the other side, like constantly kind of like giggling and laughing at her. It really made me be like, oh man, y'all look a little bit worse than normal in the Negro sister.
Right. They are, because, you know, they've always given me a gross sister from the Proud Family vibe.
Right.
So I'm over them.
Because I just don't believe that Jen by herself brought this up. I do believe that Frank, I understood it. I mean, Frank would say, do you know what she looks like? That sounds like something he would say. And that's not something hard for Bill to go off of. Now, did Jen take it and run with it? Sure, because all you needed to say was that a physical human existed. And yeah, she's going to find it. But we all know she wasn't doing the bidding by herself. And without throwing Teresa under the bus, she just wants them to acknowledge that they know it's not just her.
Right.
But they like, we're not going to do that unless you throw Teresa under the bus, which I'm like, that's not fair. Right. Like, Mars just want everyone to cower to her and go against Teresa. And Teresa, the same thing.
So Teresa wants everyone to kiss the ring, which we've collectively all put Teresa on this pedestal. So it's not beyond like reasonable imagination that she would want people, she expects people to kind of like not go against her on her show. Is it realistic? Probably not. No. Not at all. So Louis did it right. Louis did it absolutely right, because I don't know if you watch, Watch What Happens Live now, they stick it on the end of the episode, so you got to record with your episode too.
Uh-huh. Trickery.
Right. Taking up all my damn DVR space. But I watched that and they did a poll like, do you feel better about Louis after the reunion? And like 80% of people said, yes, they do. And that's crazy that like after all of these rumors and stuff like that, people are now like, okay, Louis can humanize Teresa in a way that Joe Giudice could never even dream of.
So. No, Joe just riled her up more.
Right.
Because he was terrible and she was living a shitty life. And I think Marge is, when she says, like, you think I honestly don't want you to be happy, I'm like, well, Marge, your intentions are so unclear. Because it's not until now, between hushed tones and like clenched teeth, that we're hearing you say, I just want you to be happy. Like, I don't believe you. And also, she has no reason to believe you either because y'all aren't friends. Like, she has every opportunity to think it's the opposite. If you're going to bring out all his shit on camera, it's because you don't want her to be happy.
Right. I can imagine my mortal enemy in life doing all of those kind of things and telling me, well, I was just trying to make you happy. I was trying to get, what?
I wanted him to get ahead of this. Why don't you explain that to her? Like, we know y'all plan these things, like these plot lines and stories. You should have just, I think that's what Teresa was like, you should have told me off camera or like took me aside.
Off camera would have fixed all of this.
Plot with me. Just tell, she's like, just tell me you wanted to do that. Then I would have told him, yeah, do it. She didn't know your reasoning, so she had Louis shut the fuck up every time he came around.
Right.
And she was like, no, I don't know where this is going. And you know what? I will say that Teresa is like a regular good wife to me. Yes. I know plenty of wives and girlfriends and stuff like that who would do the same thing. Mm-hmm. They just want to keep their spouse like completely like protected, same way Jen did. She wanted to protect Bill. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated Jen's vulnerability when she was like, you know, Jen, the person, the woman is relieved that it was out because he needed to be like held accountable because I couldn't do that. And I had to cry in like dark corners and stuff. And then their response being like, well, we never seen you cry. So it was like, we thought you were faking. I'm like, that's not nice.
Yeah.
I've never seen really Marge cry. So if she cried, am I going to say she's faking it?
Right. Y'all ain't never heard a buildup of emotions?
Right. Not to mention, this is her family, her husband, her kids. Why wouldn't she cry? Like, shut up. That was so rude to me. I'm like, that's not fair. I don't think that that's fair because you don't see it. It doesn't exist. She's a woman who has 5 kids. She has some emotions.
Right. Hell, before this, y'all didn't really see black people until Tiki Barber's ass, and I don't want him to be the representation for me. I'm just saying. So things exist that you do not see.
Thank you. But then, you know, she said, like, Jen is the mother. And they're like, okay, we'll take the mother aside for them. She can't. It's tied to her identity.
Hello?
Of course you're going to think about her children first. Like, y'all are moms. I'm so confused. It's like, this is what makes me mad and makes me choose the other side so much more is because their standards are different for the women that they don't like. Mm-hmm. Like, their literal standards as women, their standards as moms. It doesn't make sense. Like, I was full on to Jennifer's side when, you know, even Frank was like, I would have handled it with the man. I would not have fought the woman. And Jen's like, thank you. And Joe was like, well, you called me a bitch boy. And Jen's like, yeah, but you yelled at me.
Right.
I'm like, well, you asking for it, honey. I'm like, excuse. Oh, so she's asking for it? Things you never say to a woman is that she's asking for a man to yell at her.
Domestic violence 101? Like, how creepy.
Yeah. She is antagonizing. That is a fact. But you don't say that. That's what I'm saying. The standards changed. Because they were like, oh, it would have been handled man to man. Because Jen was, I was like, oh, she's right. Why in the hell would Joe expect Bill to call his wife out and be on Joe's side? This is what, does he want to sleep in the guest house?
Right. Weird as hell.
And Joe would have never done the same thing to Melissa. And Melissa would have done the same thing for Joe. What are you talking about?
Right.
This is like the show about like family loyalty and all that. So what are they talking about?
They spend so much time saying like Jennifer and Teresa hit below the belt and all this stuff. But literally it irks my spirit when I see like Marge say something like hypocritical or Melissa, part 2 of that reunion. I almost had to turn that shit off. But seeing them say something and then like Jackie just smirking, laughing. It's like, wait a minute. If the shoe was on the other foot, you would be having a conniption if that was Teresa or Jennifer's logic. Don't do that with me. Like, I feel like you think you're the smartest person like on the planet. you really try to like think that like, oh my God, nobody will see that I'm being the most hypocritical person in the room if I laugh at this or if I back her up on this. It's like, no, we all have sense watching this show. We like to dive into the dumpster of reality TV, but right. We go back to our education and our jobs and our career. We go back to all of that once this shit is over. Like, yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that to me. Not to me.
Absolutely. And I'm like, if for people who are constantly like, well, Teresa, if it was reversed, well, Teresa, if the shoe was on the other foot, then you need to apply that same logic to yourself. Because I, for one, don't like them fighting on the what ifs. But if you're going to do that, it needs to go both ways then. Because you would not, you'd be just as mad if Joe did not, you know, stick up for you instead of the man that he was arguing with or that was arguing with his wife. Like, right. Bill didn't do enough to me.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? In what world would he have chosen you over the mother of his kids? And for Melissa and him to be like, well, then we yelled at you because you were asking for it. So we want your, this is what I'm talking about. The standards are ridiculous. We want your husband to be on our side and console Joe instead of you. And we want him to have apologized for you. And we want to take you down and yell at you because you call him a little bitch boy. Well, to me, you are being a little bitch boy.
Child.
And that goes without saying, this is on the show, that he's just not used to people coming after him so much because everyone loves Joey. He's been there almost as long as anybody, longer than everybody else on the show, you know, except for Teresa. Like, he thinks that he's untouchable too, like Teresa. But that's the thing. He gives Teresa so much shit for it that they act like they're not the same. They too feel like they are absolved. They do.
Let me ask you a question. So one of the things that I've really been kind of going back and forth with, because this is going to get me in trouble. Where did you fall with the whole Teresa not putting Melissa in her wedding thing?
I did not think it was that out of pocket. They're okay. Not close. And you're mean to all of my friends. You don't like me. We don't like each other. We've always tried to be close and it never works. I yelled at you about sprinkle cookies, but you want to be in my wedding. That's a lie. Right. You do not want to be in my wedding. No, you
thank
don't.
Thank you. Okay. Because for a minute, I thought I was going insane because I feel like, why are they still trying to convince us? Because it has to be for our sake. They're still trying to convince us that they like each other. And I'm like,
they don't.
We know you don't. Like, it's okay. Like, it doesn't affect my family. So I'm okay with y'all not liking each other. Right.
We tried. And it's like, yeah, we tried. And it's over with. But like, Melissa, you're not that good of a liar. You don't care that you weren't invited to this wedding.
Right.
This is not a big deal to you. And that's fine. Like, but don't lie and say that you are. Don't say that you really wanted to be or that you're hurt and that you would have done it to Teresa. But that's your stupidity. She don't like you. Why would you have somebody in your wedding that doesn't like you?
Right.
And Kay,
it made me even madder because I knew at that moment Melissa had secured a contract for another season because now she can drag this to hell the entire time.
Yep. She just wants... It's been like a couple years since they went toe-to-toe as a family, so she now feels like she can, and that's how she has to keep her bag because there is nothing else. That whole side of the couch has nothing else. Jackie got demoted. Marge doesn't have a storyline, and Melissa's storyline is Teresa. So,
right.
And then people wonder why I say things like, this is Teresa's show, because they're at the very least, they cast terribly.
Right.
They do. They should just cast a cast to me. It would be most interesting to cast an entire jersey around Teresa.
Yeah.
Because they're all so different that eventually they would all turn on her or each other. But cast a bunch of like overly loyal to a fault Italian or like just other cultures that are like intensely loyal, like, you know, Jennifer, things like that. Cast a bunch of those. They have to fight each other at some point, but they're all coming from such the same like basic level of understanding that the fight is so much more elevated or petty.
Yes.
Because they're all coming from the same place of like, you call, you don't bring the sprinkle cookies. Yes. You make sure the mother's parents, you respect the mothers. And
we're Italian. This is what we do.
Yeah, yes. We're cut from the same cloth, Dolores. Like, you do all of that. And then eventually when they do fight, like Italians fight, it'll be great.
Right. That's what we want. That's what we want.
That's what used to be so great when it was like Jacqueline and Caroline and Kathy. Mm-hmm. Like, they were literally all cut from the same cloth. Half of them were all related to each other.
I think that Jersey, they've really done this family narrative for way too long. Like, I feel like once Kathy was out of the picture, and then, you know, like Dina and Caroline were out of the picture, Jacqueline, it's really like, okay, why are we still clinging to Teresa and Melissa being like the bloodline that this show is revolving around? Like, give Teresa a cast of friends and then watch how different this show is. Or, because the alternative, in my opinion, is firing everybody and doing a big recast, and we know that's
right, not gonna work, and that's going to cancel the show. But if you did a giant Teresa makeover, like, y'all hear me out. if the cast is built around Teresa, she has to fall. That's just how it works.
True.
Because if the whole thing goes out the window, like, Teresa has like zero self-respect. So like, if you get a bunch of women like that who come in, who are a little bit not so bright, who do mispronounce the ingredients that they use.
Sandwiches, yes.
Exactly. If you do that, they're going to take each other out, or they're at least going to fight so fucking rapidly that it would make sense. So yes, then we would not have a reason to side with Teresa. I'm looking for a way out. I don't want to be a tree handshaker.
Right.
You siding with this woman, but they make it so freaking easy to side with her and Jen because they're so wrong. And I think that because they have the numbers behind it, that it matters. I'm like, Marge, Teresa never would never know your intentions. That's a fact.
Right.
Like, Marge, you did do the wrong thing by outing the affair. And you can't say just because you know how much it hurt Jen now, and you didn't ever see her cry, so you thought that she was faking it. Like, these are the wrong answers. So that means that you did not think the intention before you put it out there. You did mean to hurt her because you didn't even think she would react to it emotionally. So that's not fair. And for you to say on camera, oh yeah, the kids, they have therapy, they'll be fine. Like, as a mother, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? As a person who sends a child regularly to the therapist on site at our, you know, school. Mm-hmm. Like, to which I say, what?
Right.
Please, no. You know how hard it is for kids to go into therapy? Like, it's a lot. It's hard. That's not easy.
Right.
Try to save them some of that.
As a person with no children, what? Like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't, what? Are you really, that's the answer? And see.
Hell yes, Jennifer's going to ask you to apologize. And she's like, I already apologized. I'm like, but you didn't do it in front of Bill. He's the other goddamn parent.
Right. See, this is why I couldn't do reality TV, because the thing that's so baseline for me would probably get me canceled on this show, because the fandom would be like, did you really say that? I can't imagine sitting at that reunion and not retorting to Marge and being like, well, your relationship with your children is not the best. So do you really think that you're the one that's saying therapy is okay for kids? Did it work out for y'all? Like, you and your grown children didn't even work out for y'all? Like, really? Are we doing this right now? Are we doing this?
Is worse. It's like, Marge, again, I've always said I hold Marge to a higher standard because she's the smartest person on this cast. They think it's Jackie. I think it's Marge. I think she's the most calculated next to, you know, Teresa, but she has more smarts.
She knows exactly what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing. You know how the affair and everything affected your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it affected your stepchildren.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it affected Jan's children. Mm-hmm. Why the hell would you put this on somebody else?
Right.
You don't even talk to half of the kids.
Right. Did therapy work for you?
Right. So why would you do the same thing and out the same thing to about somebody else's marriage? That's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't care. I get it. People go, well, why would you want a reality show if you don't want things to be aired out? Because everyone has skeletons. If we ever casted someone who had zero skeletons, we would not have TV.
Hello.
I'm just saying, of the people to have tossed this out there, Marge was not the one to me.
No.
That was bad.
If anything, she should have been like, you know what? Let me lobby this over to Jackie. Let me let her have a great season, a great storyline.
That would have been better. Oh, boom. I'd be fine with that. Jackie's like, you want to talk about infidelity? Guess who's digging now, bitch? Like, I would have been like, Jackie!
What do they call them? The jack-o'-lanterns or the jack-holes, whatever they call them. I would have been one to see, because I'd be like, okay. Ooh. Maybe I underestimated you, sis. Like, let me get in your corner.
Come on, Jackie. Like, come through with the rebuttal. Right. We want to talk about infidelity.
Right.
A woman does exist. Right. Like, That would have been fantastic. I would have been very proud of her. Like, I'm saying, it's fine that it came out. The intentions. I'm like, then don't get mad when people don't side with you because of what you did. Okay.
Can you imagine? I know I'm so like, I'm still like love and marriage minded, but could you imagine if Martell Holt was doing a traveling seminar about men and how they should be faithful in their marriages? Like what? Like, so Marge, I just, you were right message, wrong messenger. It's just plain and simple. I can't.
That's it. Because again, Marge, at the very core of it, and this is always where I land, you can't get mad that Jen didn't put it out there because you put yours out there. You wrote a book on it. You capitalized off of it. Mm-hmm. You talked about it. Hell yeah, Jen was going to have something to say about it because she never could address it with anybody else. That's very apparent.
Right.
So you knew that. Triggered by being called the other woman by a woman who, you know, was cheated on, that you could not let well enough alone. That's not the same thing. You got a book deal, and it's a great book. People should read it. But Jen did not. You didn't. Nobody extended her the same courtesy.
Right.
There is no fairness in TV. But then don't get mad when I say, you know, I think Marge is a mean girl. I do. I think they all are on that couch. The way they were laughing at her while she was upset was like ridiculous. And again, I always side with the woman who can take on the whole couch. Whenever I see a woman who can take on everyone and isn't tired, I am very impressed.
Can I just
say, that doesn't happen often. Vicky had to take a whole Xanax when she was like all attacked after Brooks and everything.
Right.
Jen is taking the whole thing on. So
not only did she have to take on a whole couch, I feel like she had to take on Andy Cohen too, because it's very apparent that he does not like her.
Especially and I don't after think this that's reunion. Fair.
At all.
I hate that. I hate when I know who his favorite. I don't even know that he likes someone.
Right.
I don't like to know that, because Carlos King gives everybody the business.
Everybody. Anybody can get it.
Can get it. Yeah. Okay. Love that about him. Yes. But I am glad that the men are all made up now and they're all friends and they're like the wolf pack, and Joe and Bill are good, and Joe is like secretly obsessed with Bill, and he's like, I love your facial hair. Like, Joe's like so in love with men. It's so crazy. Yes. But he's so comfortable in his sexuality that it's fine. But like, I'm glad that he's not like being so like over the top about it. But it's really sweet. He's like, I love his facial hair. I'm like, why do you notice that? Like, I'm just like, oh yeah, he does have a little bit more like, you know, gruff coming in. But if he ever wants to get that fixed, honey, I have a nice little situation for him. Come on, some Manscaped. Yes, indeed. I have a fantastic big group of products that you can get right now. Actually, Taria just ordered some for her husband for Father's Day, but I hope he isn't listening to this. I don't know if it was a surprise or not. Ooh. But she really liked the discount with my code MWM20, like mixing with Monty 20, MWM20 at manscaped.com. She got the entire kit. It comes with like a very fancy like ball shape chafing spray, which Frank Singer doesn't apparently need. But Joe does, because he's so obsessed with everybody else's balls. And some great shavers and clippers, nose hair trimmers, lotions, boxers. They have great boxers, I've heard. And I even like the shavers, because like, men just get better shavers than women do. Women's shavers rust ridiculously quickly. They're really bad on our skin. It's terrible. So when they sent me that box, I was like, oh, honey, I'm keeping this for myself. I was going to give it away to a friend of mine, but no. I kept most of those things. So very good. You can get yours, manscaped.com. Mixing with Monty 20. So MWM 20, the initials of my podcast show, and get your 20% off. And now, honey, get you something good for yourself, your man, your man's man, your best man friend, or your side dude. I don't care who's
Hello.
And with that, side dudes and all, Atlanta.
Yes, and don't play with that lawnmower, because that lawnmower that they have over in Manscaped, the business, okay? I'm a faithful customer, all right?
There you go. Get you some. That 20% on anything on their website, so go ahead, honey, get you that lawnmower. And yeah, I could send a couple of those things over to the men of Atlanta, but it's hard to stay groomed in Atlanta when you're doing so much doom. You're doing bad things, Ralph. We're looking at you, honey. Taria says his mama forgot to rub his head when he was
You know what? I'm willing to go with that. I'm willing to go with that, okay?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's no holds bars on him because he's terrible.
Yeah. Ralph is so funny.
That, like,
people are arguing about whether Kenya's the villain, Sheree or Drew is in the wrong. It's like, no, Ralph is our common enemy. Let's not forget that.
Okay? Yeah, no, we're all mad at Ralph.
Sprinkle in a little Mark Daly on the side too. Like we have enough villains in Atlanta. Like don't get it twisted. We have
what I've always said, the bar is in hell. It really is. It's absolutely on the ground.
It's on the ground. There a long time ago.
It's down there with Hades, you know. Hades is holding the bar. So it's truly the worst, but really the most important part of this entire episode, we have to get to it, is this damn Brooklyn 3-year-old tea party for the shade.
Oh,
how do you
God.
Have a tea spilling session at a birthday party for a toddler? We don't know. But let me tell you something. For every bout of shit that I give King, I know I have to keep it as objective as possible. I can just watch with the show. This was amazing. Kenya, girl.
This was TV gold. Gold.
Love having a tea spilling. And no one can escape because everybody came to the birthday party for the child. They thought that it was going to be a fun little event with tea and little snacks and cupcakes. No, she caught you.
Did you hear her justification for it? That's what I love the most. She was on Watch What Happens Live and she goes, well, you know, I thought they would be doing little stuff like, you know, ooh, I heard that, you know, she snores when she sleeps or, you know, something like that.
You but,
when people, but when people started talking about sucking dick, we like, what? What happened? It's like, yeah, Kenya, you've been on this show long enough and I appreciate you for still playing this game, okay?
I love it when she act like she don't know. Right.
I love
in cases
that
like
gasped.
This I enjoyed it. Yeah,
yes,
this was great. And then like it was so good, and Marlo was the sleeper hit of this tea spilling session.
Yes,
the way woman had me cracking up, and she was giving that other white lady behind her the business because let me tell you why. And then y'all be like, no, it wasn't. Let me tell you why. This white girl came to this party knowing damn well she was going to be on TV. She knew exactly what the hell show she was going to be on, too. We all know what the fuck Kenya Moore is on. And it's the Housewives of Atlanta.
Hello.
On Bravo TV. Home of the table flip and the fight slaps heard around the world.
Hello.
Kenya is on that show. And she's the biggest of them all in that space.
Hello.
So what we're not going to do is act like. Because, like, if you watched the show before, which I hoped and assumed you did before you came and brought your child onto it and signed that waiver, because you have to get your face shown on there anyway. They meet you at the door with that waiver. If you had known, you would know that there was a fight at the birthday party last year with Portia and Kenya's babies there. There's always a fight. Nobody cares. We're always in the verbal tussles.
Listen.
Okay.
We fight at baby christenings on Bob Rowe, okay? This is nothing new. This is nothing new.
We just left the church, and now we are tumbling and rip-rolling and knocking cameramen down. Don't play with me.
Hello? This is
my kid is here! My kid is here! My kid is here! Everyone's kids are there, girl. The white lady to the left of Marlo was having a good time. She was like, ooh.
Oh, she was loving it. Oh, this is why she came.
Marlo said not to not invite your white friends. She said, don't invite your white friends that don't get it. And I concur.
Hello.
Because people listen to my podcast, with lovely white people, folks, ladies and thems, they'll listen to this show. They get it.
Hello.
Love it. And that's why they're here.
Boom.
The girl next to Marlo got it. She said, I'm going to be at the table where it happens. I want to be in the room where it happens, honey. My kid is here. And then Kenya has to come and like console her. She goes, my kid is here. I'm like, girl, it's a kid's party. I certainly would hope that the kid is here. But what are you talking about? Take your child and go. You don't need to yell in camera view. Just leave if it's that important to you.
That's like when people come in our comment section, I'm unfollowing. Okay.
Just do it.
Right. You can just go. That's fine.
It's no big deal. Do you think she wanted the camera time?
Oh, absolutely. That waiver was signed. She came in there. She made sure she got in that camera a few times. And she made sure she got that good wine that they had there too. So yeah, sis wanted to be on camera. I know listen, this event, everything about it from start to finish, it was almost like I'm trying to really figure out which I like better, this or Bolo last season. And you would not think that I would be going towards a 3-year-old's birthday party, because when I tell you I was tickled from start to finish, from start to finish. I've been from Sunday until the day we're recording this. I've literally been walking around my house saying, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
It wasn't fun. It was fun. But like all the other ladies understood the assignment. They were like, yes. Oh, we spilling tea. Oh, we getting raunchy. And the white lady to the left of Marlo was like, I just want to be front row for all of it.
Right.
And Marlo was like, that's why you could be here. You get it.
Right. Let me tell you something. Candy, I don't know what has shifted in Candy, but Candy has shown up this season. Like, she is really like in the mix of things. And she was really like, she was sitting there like, okay, look, I know we moved on, but I really need to know who wrote this about me. Like, I really want to know. And even when they were about to leave, she was like, I'm still mad that I don't know who wrote this about me. Like, who?
So what did it say about Candy again?
That she sucks dick in locker rooms, apparently. What a rumor to write down at a children's birthday party about somebody.
But I feel like Candy more so wants to ask, who's dick?
Right.
I don't think she denying the location.
Because what's really tea, for all the people that have watched this show from day one, we know that Candy was dating a football player back in like season 3. So it's kind of makes you wonder, you like, mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Is it in
the truth? Is she still getting locker room pass?
Right. What's happening? I just want to know.
But no, I thought it was very funny and very fun. This episode mm-hmm. of Atlanta was like actually hilarious to me, except mm-hmm. for that one white woman who was like, my kid is here. Bro, what is wrong with you? Like, she was in such a hissy fit. This is why the people say that they don't care about white woman tears. Because what are you crying for?
Yeah.
Relax. Just leave. It's that simple. You made a fuss about coming. You had a third line, but you had a whole banner to introduce yourself, mm-hmm. like from Groove or whatever. You're just here to sell products, and you wanted us to know that you were above this. So you came on the show to get publicity, but you're above the show.
Right.
But you came on to get publicity.
Yeah. I guarantee you right now, if we look on Twitter or social media, I guarantee you she's tweeted out a whole response about this episode. So, sis, we're not looking.
I'm sure she has. And you know what? To that I say, good riddance. Take you and your kid that's there and get lost.
Please.
Because like one thing I know about the child, they don't even care.
No, not in the slightest. Brooklyn Daly was running around this whole episode having the time of her life.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Kenya rented out a big enough space, it seemed like, that the kids were off on their own. And right. The adult table was separate because she right. does know what show she's on and she does know that she has a daughter and she's responsible mm-hmm. enough. So why don't, and she wasn't even, homegirl wasn't even at that table.
Right.
You just and your, you want to go play tea party with your child so you can make sure that you're no longer, oh, but I forgot, you want to make sure that people know that your kid is here so you can sell
right.
your products or whatever. So when I tell you they meet you at the door, you do not enter without them, without you signing a waiver.
Mm-hmm.
At you know the says. Door. So for them to show your face, they knew you were there.
Mm-hmm.
You knew what show it was. You knew what was going to happen. What did you think was going to happen? It was going to be like a really nice, friendly tea party right. with the whole cast of Atlanta.
Oh, right. What you on? I mean, this is the same party where Marlo is going around telling children, don't drink with your pinky up, put it down, because that's ghetto. What, Marlo? What?
What's funny though is every kid in the hood was taught if you put your pinky yes. up, it's classy. So we all used to do it.
Every time, me drinking the Capri Suns. Boo.
Cherry, though. It's my pinky in the air.
I guarantee you, if I'm going to have. Sip. If I go have tea with the Queen of England tomorrow, my pinky might try to go up. It's going to try
and I have to push it back up, down.
Right. Like, no, get thee behind me. I'm trying to
stick it down.
I'm not going to leave it in America, please.
Yes, I'm going to have to put that ring finger right on top of it and hold it like a little bit different. She's like, why you got so fancy? Because I can't get that pinky up. It's kettle. You didn't hear Marlo? But when I tell you, Marlo came prepared, and I really hope her and Kenya stay on like decent terms, because the way they work together without even trying, Kenya set up a totally messy event. Marlo was deep in it and gave the best commentary, and that is why we love her. Okay, I really love this duo. I'm obsessed with this season too. I think it's going really well.
Loving
it. Very excited. Very excited. God. I look forward to Sunday. I forgot I watched it. I was so pissed. I got up this morning. Before we recorded, like, oh, I gotta watch Atlanta. And I was like, we had a new episode. It's not a new episode because I already watched it. Right. Lies. Somebody watched it and didn't tell me. And I went in and was like, oh my God, I did see it. Oh no.
Right.
I was so sad. It was just so good.
I just keep replaying this episode.
Yeah, I felt good things, you know. Totally opposite of Beverly Hills, where I did not feel as good of the thing.
No.
Now, if some of y'all listened to my last episode that I did on the guest spot with Tom that I posted, Tom Hamlet from Dumpster Dive, y'all already mad at me. You probably not even listening to this, but.
But let's get into it.
I mean, starting off the season with the robbery was bold. I will say that. It was bold. Yeah. It was, and I get the choice. Because throwing it in the middle somewhere, and Beverly Hills has a history of doing this. They will film a lot of shit. Apparently, it's like empty content, and then it gets cut, and they tell the women, "Yeah, you need to step it up." Mm-hmm. And then something happens, and then they're able to like kind of like start from there, and they start like way later than they actually originally started. Mm-hmm. You know, this opportunity, I guess, presented itself to producers to start here, and I get it, because if you stuck it somewhere else, it was going to be wildly insensitive. And then it would have been like, oh, okay. And then in the next episode, let's party.
Right.
Or like, that's not really how that's supposed to go. So the choice. I want to preface with saying, while I 100% do believe that a robbery occurred at Dorit's home, the lineup of the facts is what I have questions about. Not that it happened. I do believe it happened, sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The extents and the circumstances and the facts and all those things are a little wonky to me. And I think that's reasonable. I don't blindly believe anybody, especially during a scandal, especially when they have a lot. I don't. I said the same thing about Camille's fire at her house. I ain't gonna lie.
Hello?
That fire at her house, I was like, wow, everything? Okay, the circumstances, and then you know it was because of the wildfires and stuff, and it took fun. Sure, this makes sense. I know the bling ring existed, and the people are commenting, "Oh yeah, you know, Encino, the different burglaries are going up, up, and up." My question isn't about the crime stats. My question is about the crime that happened here.
Right,
and here's why.
Let's get into it.
I've never met a criminal ever. Who leaves the phone. And unfortunately, I have met plenty of criminals.
I was about to say, I've met some criminals. So.
I know people, unfortunately. I have known people or have known people. I mean, even, you know, my own fiance, Maya, she was robbed at gunpoint. You know, we were living in Atlanta. I understand that it happens and that it is, you know, quick. Maya had, you know, a lot of guilt around even calling the police. They did not believe her whatsoever. They absolutely thought that she was in on it or something. They never did anything. Now that's someone who never does anything to catch it.
Right.
And that's where my questions kind of started, is the Watch What Happens live interview, because none of it made sense. And this is now months and months later where we could have gotten the story like really straight. And that's why I'm always like, who around you is telling you that this makes sense if you have this much time and it doesn't make sense, because we all have questions months later. Now, it was the Watch What Happens Live interview that made me have the most questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that he put the phone back on the ground, question mark. No, I would toss it around the corner.
Right.
Why do I want you to, because you know what I mean? Because like going to get it doesn't allow for enough lead time for them to leave. So either the dumbest criminals in the world, the most compassionate criminals in the world, which I don't understand, because why would you then hold a gun to somebody's head and do all those things?
And tell him to just kill her, just kill her, just kill her, but you'll leave the phone.
Okay, so those things don't make sense. Mm-hmm. Again, the details are wonky to me. The details. Mm-hmm. I have some theories, conspiracy theories as to why, but I do believe a robbery took place. Yes, we did see the footage. Yes, they were wearing the gloves, so they didn't leave prints, all of those things. I'm glad the kids are okay. That's all that really matters. Mm-hmm. But like, then I'm like, I don't want to question Anima's motherhood, but you're going to leave your children to go film a TV show? Be on the FaceTime, girl. I feel like, I ain't leaving my house for shit. I'm staying with my kids, waiting for my man. Mm-hmm. And the fact that PK came straight to Doree and not the kid, like, that's what I'm saying. I kind of would want to be with security, safe in my home or somewhere else with my kids. Yeah. And then PK comes to the family first instead of coming to film first at our friend's house.
It's all weird.
That's like a very, I mean, I get it next day, but like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this, it's instant opportunity to now have content filmed that matters. And I'm not even saying that she wasn't emotionally hit by it. I know plenty of people were in my DMs like, where are the tears? They were not, the girls did not.
Oh, social media was dragging at all.
On both of them. They were like, yeah. I just thought that, you know, Doree was a little alabaster or something. Yeah. And we just couldn't see the tears. Listen. I thought that, like, the cream in her face, like, they were just being absorbed. But they were like, no, they didn't exist. Like, people were like, none. Didn't catch it. Zoomed in. Where
maybe,
are they?
Maybe it was Eucerin. You know, Eucerin thick. You got to really rub it in. Like, maybe, you know, listen, the part of this, I was willing to go along. You know, I'm willing to go with a lot for the sake of reality TV. I was willing to go along with a lot of this. It wasn't until they went towards the car, her and PK at the end, and this, I forgot my cell phone, wait out here by yourself, I'm gonna go get it. And they were looking inside of the car, but they didn't get in the car. She sat on the bench or whatever, and he went back in the house, left her alone, looking for his phone or whatever, and she's just sitting out there, and, you know, she's doing those kind of, you know, I'll be okay, I'll be okay. And it kind of felt like, ooh, this is
like
this
Tyler Perry Candace triangle moment where she folds it up to not absorb the tears, but to push the tear duct in a little bit, kind of get a little irritation and get those tears flowing.
Yes.
Because again, the trauma seemed real and dirty. I won't argue with that. But then I question things like Kyle's response, because Dorit being, you know, robbed, like not even like 12 hours before or whatever, and then hearing Kyle's dogs barking, that makes total sense as a PTSD, because it could either mean that there's a threat or that there is a loud noise. But then Kyle's response felt so insensitive if you know that this happened to her. She was like, no, like, they bark all the time. You know my dogs. Like, there's security here. You're fine. I'm like, wait. A real friend who knows that I'm in a situation that this is real and they think that and they believe my vulnerability, I'm probably going to go check on the damn dog. Like, hey, cut it out.
Right.
You go and get the dog, and it's what you do, not snap at your friend who's in distress and goes, you're fine. And she's like, I just don't want to be scared anymore. And she starts, okay. And then what really set me off is that at the moment when Garcelle came and hugged her, Erica's smirk was weird. And then when they all sat down in Kyle's like sitting room to talk about it, Erica smirked the whole time. And I was like, this is what makes you unbelievable. Because you got this friend in your corner.
Right. Did you catch it when they were still at the bar and like Erica just like throws out there? It felt so random and weird to me. She just throws out there, she was held at gunpoint, Garcelle. And the way she said, I was like, that was weird. Like, why did you, literally Dorit was telling the story. Why did you just interject that? Like, why did you insert yourself in here at that moment? That just felt so creepy and weird. Like, why are you involved right now?
And I don't think they even knew that Garcelle was going to come or be there. I don't think that they knew, but I don't think that they thought it was just going to be the Fox 4 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they can all get their side of the story out there. But Garcelle, being an ever good woman, believed every minute of this and all the things, and was like, I should be there for my co-workers and friends. Like, those are not your friends, girl. They don't want you.
Right.
It's very obvious, which I think is dumb. Garcelle would be a great addition to their team. She has like actual like clout.
So. Right. She could actually lead your team a lot better.
Yeah, talk about some. You are always the moment. Like, she is the moment.
Hello.
So those things were like little red flags to me. And then when Dorit went on Watch What Happens Live and said that she just didn't turn on the alarm that night. Sure, there are days where you don't, but it's usually not the days where your husband's out of town.
Right. Very, especially, see, for me, it don't even make sense to, at your income level, your tax bracket, it doesn't make sense to not do it at all to me anymore, especially when nowadays these security systems, you can do it from the touch of your phone. You don't got to leave the bed.
Thank you.
You don't have to leave your bed.
Like, and not to mention, and this is what most people's hang up was, like regular people were like, girl, ADT is a better security system than whatever the fuck you got. Because right. You don't have to forego turning on the whole alarm system so that your kids don't have to get up in the middle of the night and go get some freaking water or juice.
Right.
If your kids want some juice, they can get some juice, and the windows and the doors can still be secured.
Hello?
So that way everybody in the house can move freely, but outside of the house, they cannot come inside of the house. That's how that works.
Very, very, very strange. All of it is that strange. Whole logic. I don't, and if that is, oh gosh. Because I know, like, you know, people process things differently, all types of trauma and stuff, but
right.
I don't know. This
and I want to give her space for that. But the answers, there's more, with every answer, I have more questions.
Right.
Because my concern isn't even anymore if it was Teddy's husband, because we all know it was. The way Andy shaded me throughout that question, and Kyle looked at him like, you know, you're not supposed to ask that, because this would make, like, robbery number three that we know about.
Right.
System that seems to never be hooked up.
Right.
Crazy how that works.
I need somebody to look into him.
Somebody really does. Maybe it's a good thing they got off that show.
Right. It's feeling maybe real. Maybe
she's not so boring afterwards. Right. It's getting confusing. Because at the very least, like, why don't you have a, if it was him, why don't you have a security system that allows for, like, the doors and the windows to be armed if your security system costs so much that you live in that lavish ass house?
Right. I don't get it.
It's getting Ozark, anyways.
Right. Very much their family.
Sorry. Because I'm just like, why is it not working? Those things only don't work in certain situations. And if you watch enough TV, then you get my drift. But girl, switch to ADT. Okay. They got the inside the house sensors or whatever, so your kids can get some juice at their leisure. Right. And then you can, like, you know, be safe, and the kids can be safe. And if anybody bursts on the window, that thing goes blah 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 blah, you know?
Right.
Goes big loud.
And even ADT will give you a sign to put in the yard too. Okay, so
listen. This house is protected by ADT,
right?
Get you even a nice little ring, motion sensor or something. Put it on all the doors and whatnot. Like, it just the questions that just kept coming up. It was definitely, you know, the one about how she just didn't have the alarm on at all. I was just like, what? That seems wild. Like, why not? And you know, how they wouldn't answer if it was Teddy's husband's or not. And I love that they called it Teddy's husband. And I love that you called it John Mellencamp's daughter's husband.
That's shady as hell. I don't acknowledge either of them, so yes.
I know that's right. But yeah, it was just a lot of questions there. And, you know, y'all weren't satisfied with the tears. I do believe something happened. I do believe that she's probably shaken up by it. I just also believe that Dorit knows how to milk a moment. And that's just the fact. Right. And to be fair, hot take, I'd be mad if she didn't know how to milk a moment.
Hello?
You're on TV. You need to milk the moment.
You do. Now, what I will say is I need you to milk the hell out of it, but I only need you to milk the hell out of it for like two or three episodes. Then I need us to move on. Yep. It takes a lot for me to say, let's dip our toe back into the criminality, but let's get back into the criminal aspect.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of that going on too. Let's figure some other stuff out. Like, let's, you know.
Like, me as a housewife, I would have been like, damn. This robbery, Dorit, I'm so sorry that this happened. I don't really know how robberies work. Erica, do you know?
Hello?
So what are they looking for in these moments? Can we call Tom? Do you have any insight on that? Like, any thoughts you want to add? Since you're smiling over there, you know?
Like, hello, wait a minute. I'm, let me FaceTime my friend. Hello, Jan? How do robberies work? Like, what's going on? You've talked to the federal government a lot over the past year. Do you know? Like, we could have done some things. We could have made this a scene, okay?
We surely could have. And so what did you think about Sutton kind of, you know, just, she didn't buy it. She is a lot like the other people, it seems like. Ooh, and I think she might have even thought of like an insurance thing.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, because, ooh.
I can never do anything right. I can never do anything except laugh at Sutton, because Sutton is the cast member that, like, all of us are like, oof, I don't want to say this out loud. But Sutton's like, I'm probably going to say this out loud just so y'all know. I'm going to go ahead and say it. And everything she says, I'm thinking like, okay, you really right about that, because that don't make, you know, that don't make sense to me either. Now, I will say, damn it, you didn't have to bring your designer friend from overseas into it. We could have just, we like, could have let her have this
I'm
moment.
Having it too. I'm putting out fires, and that is putting out a fire. If anything, I would say Sutton's putting out fires, and Dorit wasn't. She was dealing with a trauma, like a traumatic event. That's different than this, you know, trying to fix, because Sutton is putting out fires, calling the governments and sponsoring and the visas and all that. And I was like, I wouldn't kind of call that like a... So Kyle was under the impression that Sutton was coming over to talk about this horrific thing that happened to Dorit. Sutton thought that she was coming over to film, and it was about her. She was going to make it about her. Like... And then she was like, well, you know, I wasn't held at gunpoint or whatever, but I'm like,
sorry. yeah. But see, that goes back to your earlier point, though. Why was Kyle so mad at Sutton for not being sympathetic, but you weren't sympathetic in the scene with Dorit? It doesn't make sense.
Thank you. Because again, they've made deals that they're only going to talk about certain things. And I guess, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like things like this that make it hard for people to empathize with them, because we know they're not going to talk about the real things that happen in their lives. This is not an exception. To us, this is the same thing.
Right.
This is something that you all agreed is worth talking about. All of you all get off the hook because Dorit got robbed.
Hello.
Mm-mm. I still want to know what's going on.
Very much so.
Yeah, and Erica's out here lying to everybody. Yeah, you know, you saw that it got dropped and dismissed and being rude to the producers. And I'm like, okay, so don't be mad if they give you a villain edit. Don't be mad. Because don't tell them, well, Bravo needs to do their due diligence and go find it. Like, because it doesn't exist. You know how I would be, like, printing the things out myself?
Hello?
Like, look, bitch, bow. Can you get a close-up? Camera two. Can you come a little closer, Kenny? Here you go. Bam.
And I would have a monogram dress.
Chow. Okay. Here's my lawyer. You know, like Martin style. Like, bam. Like, here we go. Load it up. I'm going to give it to you. You want a copy? I made four. Take it. Right. Send it. Put it on the background.
Hello. I got one for the associate producer, executive, everybody.
Bad. Send it to editors. Andy. Have it ready when he asks the questions at the reunion. Get it in writing. Put it on the index card.
Hello.
Here, I took a moment to like cut out these little clippings of the headlines. Here you go.
At this point, you should have shown up to that interview chair, either like Monique with that binder or like Jen Aiden with that damn poster. Like, you should have showed up with something. Let me see it, sis.
I would have gone straight up Wendy style. Like, here's every email from my lawyer on a giant cork board. Do you see it? My lawyer said it's done, because it isn't.
Right.
Oh, don't get mad at Bravo and snap at them.
Right.
Rude. Because guess what's going to happen next? Mean edit. And you deserve it. Because don't do that. They're doing their job. Like, where can we find that? They're just asking a simple ass question. Well, Bravo can do their due diligence. Well, it didn't take us long to find the other stuff, because it existed.
Right.
I love how she like chose her gym time to be like, yeah, that workout was so good. So did you see that I was dropped from everything? I never had the Lion Air money. It was never in my account. Did you see that? And Garcelle's like,
Oh, okay. Garcelle and Sunny came on this show and ended the flop era. I'm so happy for them. I'm so happy for them. Garcelle, the reason Garcelle
the whole time like, fuck that. You're just, okay, like, what do you want me to say to that girl? Right. What are you talking about that?
She literally joined this show, and the reason she's such a hit with fans, and you wouldn't expect like this to be the reason, she's such a hit with fans because she genuinely like sees shit the way we see it, like a rational human being. It's like, does that make sense? Or am I supposed to be your friend and just go with this? Because I'm probably not going to do that. No, I got questions about everything you just said, because none of that makes sense. And I'm like, thank you, Garcelle.
oh, okay. Right. That's the epitome of, we weren't talking about that. But
right.
Sure, girl. Okay.
That was very much, you know how you listen to your friend and you know they ass lying, but you kind of curious as to where this lies.
Down with him.
Right. So just keep over going, it. Sis.
I already deleted his phone out of his number out of my phone. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I blocked him. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'll see, girl.
Right. Like, I thought I saw him coming under the Instagram, but okay.
They sound so delusional. You just gotta let them have it. Right. Like, go ahead, baby. Okay. But yeah, Dereed, I would just either work on your reasonings. I won't say that your lies, because I want to believe you. I'm inclined to. I would hate to think that a woman would ever make any part of this up.
Same.
Maybe she's like doing this like to like deflect any fault against her. Maybe she feels like something was, you know, her fault. The news made it her fault. Holy shit. Did you see the news when it first?
Yeah.
So I like ended up listening and watching it, and they were like, look at all her TikToks where she's in her closet showing off all her things. And I was like, don't do that.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. I can be critical of these ladies, but don't you?
Right. I'm supposed to come to you. You're supposed to be a trusted source. Like, come on.
This is my world. Don't right. come for my bitches. These are my girls.
I can talk about them. You can't. Like, calm down.
News. Don't say it's her fault. You don't know her.
Right.
I know her.
Right.
She's capable of. Don't talk about it's her fault. She got robbed. Get out.
Right.
They were showing off all her TikToks, and it was like just really rude to me. And I was like, that's not right. That's really wrong.
Yikadoo. Yikadoo.
Yeah, truly. I was just like, no, man, that's not good. But like, Dereed, just get your reasons together, girl. Because the story can't, now you put it out there on Watch It Happen Live, so the story can't change at the reunion. But you went off with some tweaks. Like, now we have questions. Why weren't there door and sensor alarms? Like, you turned off the whole thing and not one. Get a new alarm service. Are you under a new alarm now? That would be the best thing. You'd be like, yeah, I did get a new alarm. ADT called and they said they got me. And so I got them. Right. Now we got the ADT, the Ring, the Xfinity home security. We got it all.
Right. We got rid of the Mellon Camp. That special one going on too long. No way. No, we didn't want that.
Yeah, do that and get a new friend, because Erica's smirking every time someone addressed you or addressed it was weird. Mm-hmm. It was weird. It seems like they're all in on something and like they're happy that Garcelle or whoever bought it.
Right.
And then I don't like that. So it's weird. And also, girl, think of a sad moment. A puppy being hit by a car, or like a fish like flopping out of water for an hour and dying in the sun in Italy. Like, do something to make yourself cry, because the tears weren't believed by the girls.
Right.
And tell PK the same thing, although his whine was a little bit more believable.
Right.
A little bit more. But again, the skin, maybe because y'all are white and very fair skinned, like more on the fairer side of the white girls, right? The tears apparently are being absorbed a little too fast by your color or lack thereof.
Right.
So I'm gonna need you to get the tear production together. Take some Visine first, or some artificial tears. Mm-hmm. Get them minimized, okay? Do a crangle like Candace. Can I believe the emotions are there? We just can't see them. So go on and tap, tap, tap on that tear duct. Let them flow. We got your back after that.
Can I just say, it was really crazy that PK posted after the what was it, after the premiere episode, and let people know that he was in London? Why would you do that? Really, again, that seems so out of touch to me, to like be out of London during a robbery and then to thank people for their outpouring support and let them know that you're back in London. Like,
and your wife is back home alone again.
Yeah, let's.
Because like
let's,
that's also my thing. Like, you know, I don't want to say if, I'm going to go under the guise that this really happened. So for this to happen, like, is Dereed okay to be left alone? Like, I don't like to, I know everybody handles everything differently. I'm a jittery person by nature because I have really bad generalized anxiety disorder. But like, when fiance Maya finally got, when she got robbed, I would say the remnants of her robbery, this was like, I was still in college. So 2018, 2019, like early 2019, like spring of 2019 is when she got robbed. The remnants of that, she still has. If I don't announce myself before I walk into a room or something, and Maya was not, she's not a big trauma person. Like, again, everybody handles things differently. I just wonder and hope that she's okay to be left alone. Because it took a while for that to happen, from Maya. It took a while for that to happen. And some of my other friends who I know who have been robbed and family members who have been robbed, like, or been in those situations, home invasions and things like that. It takes a minute to kind of get it together if you're ever the same after that. Like, Maya is seemingly fine now, but like, again, if I don't acknowledge, if I don't like announce herself, especially if she's in the shower or something, I have to make a shit ton of noise before I approach. Otherwise, she is scared to shit. Like, done. Like, it is the worst thing. And you feel like terrible as a human because they're so startled because you didn't ever know when it's going to happen again. So if it's PK to be like, thank you guys for loving on me and my wife, here's me on Instagram, but like, I'm away from my wife in London. I'm like, but is she okay? Can we just confirm? Right. That she's okay. Is she like, does she have security? Like, are you not toning down? Did you tone down the work at all? Like, did you stay home more during that time? That would be a question I would definitely want to ask at the reunion. Like, were you home more? Did you cease production? I'd hope fucking so.
Can I just, like, I feel bad for saying this too, but like, looking at their house over like the past couple of seasons, I could never live in a house with that much glass. I just couldn't, like, that's always like one of my, you know, we all have our security things. Like, no, I need a garage so I can drive in and close it and then go in my house. Like, we all have our security things. That's one for me. As pretty as houses are with a lot of glass, like all around them, like, you know, the see in, see out, I couldn't live in a house like that. I would never feel safe in a house that had that much glass around it. And I remember looking at the premiere episode, I was like, oh, that's a lot of glass. I just, one of those like random things you catch when you're watching like your show that you always watch. Just I would, if I was them, I would look, find you a nice white brick house by Kyle or somebody, and when PK goes out of town, you can go over there and you be with the dogs, enjoy them. They'll let you know when somebody's, that's one thing about a dog, they always let you know when somebody's coming up, they go bark. So go over there, hang out with them.
Had until you give them Lucy Apple Juicy a chance. Ooh. Maybe she would have done you a favor and barkity bark barked.
Hello.
Like, hello. Although me being a dog mom and like being obsessed with my dog, I'm always like afraid that he'll bark or something. And then like the first thing that they would do is like take him out. And I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Take me, not my dog. I love him so much.
Listen, we got to go full John Wick because don't do that to my dog. Okay. We don't play about the dog.
I don't play about my pet. I will fuck you up. And if my pet doesn't like you, guess what, bitch? Neither do I.
Hello? Because they're good judges of
character. Okay. They're great judges of character. My dog loves everybody. So in that rare moment when he's like, I don't like it. He look at me, I'm like, okay, we got to go.
Right.
Hello? The vibes are bad. Like, Erica, the vibes are bad. Like,
very.
But I'm very excited about the season. Sutton is messy because while I do have questions about the Reed Sutton girl, tone deaf. Not good. Yes. She is in trouble. Like, this is not great. Because Sutton, even if it was an insurance type of thing, which is, I guess, what she's thinking, that it was like an insurance scam or something, which, logical question, to which I have no answer.
Right.
We'll never know.
Right.
But, you know, because the Rick is, they've been creative in the past. I mean, they're usually really creative. This is not super creative. If it wasn't an insurance thing, it's not creative at all, which is why I'm leaning towards more that it wasn't. Because I know how their last house was bought. I saw the deed in the papers. I talked about it on my podcast like a couple years ago. I know exactly how creative they can get to get stuff done. So, and keep PK's name and stuff out of it. So, like, this is a little bit, like, too easy of a shot to me, like, for it to be some kind of thing that benefits them. But if it does, then fine. I hope that it was happening, it was true, so that you can get some kind of like restitution for what you had to go through. But son, girl, don't say that your immigrating stylist designer is the same as Dorit getting robbed at gunpoint. Right. And things taken with her kids in the house.
Some things we just keep to ourselves.
Honey, no, ma'am. But love that you said it on TV because it gave us something to go, ooh, about.
Hello.
Yes, and apologize, and that's great, but you made for good TV, and I'm also loving Beverly Hills so far. I'm not annoyed yet. Erica is going to piss me off. I can feel it.
Absolutely.
Every episode, it grows a little bit more, but other than that, I'm excited to see where we go. I'm taking the Chelsea approach, which is like I'm excited, but then always they're going to disappoint me in some way. So we'll see what that way is this season.
I look forward to it.
Me too. Kendrick, anything else that you're watching that isn't Bravo related or something that you're really enjoying right now that the people could get onto?
Oof. I am I'm doing a lot of like HBO and Hulu and like that kind of stuff. So like I'm loving The Staircase on HBO Max.
Okay.
Yes, if you're a true crime person, then of course you've seen that docuseries on Netflix probably. You listen, if you haven't, go watch that. Go watch the show. It's Toni Collette, it's Colin Firth. It's really good. Patrick Schwarzenegger and a lot of it's a good cast. Sansa Stark from Game of Thrones. Like it's, you know, the people are in the things, okay? So check that out. A couple of good things on Hulu. They've got Conversation with Friends just came out. I'm watching that.
Oh yeah, I am too.
Yes, I love a movie called The Lincoln Lawyer. It's such a good movie. They made a TV show about it on Netflix now. I've been watching that, liking that. So It's a lot of good things y'all can get into. And plus, we finally left. Sorry, I don't know whose feelings I'm gonna hurt, but we've left the flop era of Housewives and we've gotten to the ones that I care about. So now we're with Atlanta, Beverly Hills, and Dubai is on the way. So I will be a lot happier discussing these shows now. So
it's what, June 6th?
I think early June
1st. Maybe. I think it's June 1st. Mm-hmm. So June 1st, Real Housewives of Dubai. I posted the trailer as well on my Instagram and stories. So go on and head over there if you want to see that. It does look really, really good. I'm loving the color scheme. I think they all look fantastic. I read the outfits and I think they look really great.
Yes, all our marks.
Love it. Absolutely. And I love it. And I love you, Kendra. Thank you so much for being
love you more.
Here.
Of course.
You have to run along and go get yourself healthy and right, because Kendrick has been working on his fitness like Fergie, and I'm his witness.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so
proud of you. Thank you for being here. Really appreciate it. You can find him on all the things. Plug yourself. Go ahead.
You can find me on anywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, all those things. Reality and Comics 2, hosted by Kendrick Tucker. You can find me on Instagram at Reality Comics 2, T-O-O. And if you want to buy me a coffee, www.buymeacoffee.com/Reality Comics, the number 2. I accept all things, okay?
Yes, thank you. And you guys know where to find me on all the things. Thank you so much to all of you who reached out with great side hustle tips and even like giving me so many kind words and uplifting things and even some, you know, actual gifts of your own through, you know, one of my various like links and whatever that you found. And I really appreciate it. I am doing the best I can. Fiance Maya is feeling not better, but not worse. And so we're just trying to get to the bottom of it. We have appointments in June. The earliest we could get, but we're making it work and trying to manage the symptoms. In the meantime, the mornings are hard, but I'm part-time now and I have more time to do some of the side hustle things, and it'll work out and we will figure it out. This is what we signed up for and this is what I signed up for. So this is that like a sickness and health shit, and that for better or worse, that you're talking about. Yeah, that's what they said. And I'm fine with that. So doing that. But you know, y'all supporting this podcast really helps. The Patreon really helps. Any of the various links or whatever you see, it really helps. It all helps. So whatever you can do, if it's just a listen or a share, it's all very appreciated. Thank you so much. You can, you know, continue to chop it up with me and see all the hot takes and the fun things going on the Instagram at Mixing with Monty. And anywhere you listen to podcasts, go ahead and do that too. Mixing with Monty, MixingWithMani. I also have a great meal plan code if you need that as well. If you want to just go get and get you some meals pre-cooked and delicious. I'm not even kidding. And I'd be cooking and I would not have talked about it. I'm not even required to talk about it on my podcast. So for me to tell you that Eat to Evolve is actually delicious, girl, get your code Mixing. Get into it. Like, it's actually really freaking good. And everything on there is very healthy. Dairy-free, vegetarian, keto, paleo, gluten-free, whatever it is that you need, girl, they got you. Eat to Evolve, code Mixing. And if you want to go ahead and get somebody, a man in your life or a person in your life who would like to be a little bit hair-freer, manscaped.com. Apparently that lawnmower is good, Kendrick talking about, so go on and get you one of those and whatever else you see there with code MWM20. And thank you for listening. And take care of yourselves and each other. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay whole. Go outside. It's beautiful. Okay, love you. Bye.
For more about me, Bravo, Housewives, pop culture, and so much more, follow me on Instagram at Mixing with Monty, MixingWithMani, so you can keep up with me. And don't forget to also leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you're listening, and rate me and maybe give me 5 stars. Thanks so much. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.